I am talking with Richard Tass, who is one of the candidates for State House District 40 representative. Good day.
Good day.
How are you doing?
Aaron, how are you?
Very good, thank you. We've got a few questions for you, and you were the House District 40 representative before Barry Crago. So you've got some experience there, so we'll talk about that in a minute. But we want to kind of just get some preliminary stuff out of the way first. So, number one, what made you decide to throw your hat in the ring for a second term?
Aaron, this goes on. This is a long decision. No, it's a long answer. I did like some of the things that's been going on down there at the legislature. So much of that has showed up as laws are for thee, not for me, all the way from Zawancer, that case, and some others. And I decided then that I would take a run at it and go back to get elected. And now all this tax issue has come up, and I'm really disgusted with what has and has not been done. When I was down there, Aaron, you may know, I brought a bill to limit the tax increases on senior citizens' homes, because 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you could see this train wreck coming. And so I brought a bill at that time. I got it through the House committee process and got it out on the House floor, where the liberal guys went ahead and killed it. Since then, nothing has been done by our representative, and the rest of the legislature have not been able to address the problem. So I am really want to go back down there. I know that there's enough conservative guys down there. I think we can get a good cross-section, and people are willing to do something today. I don't know where they were the last year or 2 years ago, because this thing was coming. Everybody could see it.
Okay, very good. We'll touch on that a little further here in just a little bit.
Yeah, it's a deep subject.
Definitely. Okay, tell us about yourself. Who is Richard Tass? What do you stand for?
Okay.
Explain who you are.
Pretty easy. I was born and raised here in Johnson County. Okay. My parents and grandparents homesteaded out east of the interstate in 1918. Bought the ranch that I'm on in 1920, so we've been there 101 years. I graduated from a country school in the eighth grade, came to Buffalo, graduated in high school here, went to Casper College. Graduated from Casper College, where I had majored in automechanics and some agriculture classes. I volunteered for the Vietnam, was going full tilt. I volunteered for the draft in whatever that was, 68. And boy, it didn't take them long to snatch me up. And I spent 69. December 68, they sent me to Vietnam. I worked in a motor pool for that year. I was over there. Came back December 23rd of 69. Since that time, I've lived on the ranch in Klondike out south of town. I've served on all the local school board, local boards from Soil Conservation, Co-op Board, numerous ones. Served on the Johnson County School Board. Was a county commissioner for a term or so, and then decided to run for the House and serve on the House for 2 years down there before I lost the election 2 years ago.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about the office itself, House District 40, okay, in the legislature. What are your qualifications?
Well, I think right there is what I kind of outlined it as my experience of the different boards and services that I have done with the Johnson County, and served the people on the school board and the county commissioners. I've worked and lived here all my life. I have experience that way. Managed our ranch. We run a couple hundred head of mother cows and have a small guest business. My family years ago accommodated up to 75 people at a time before the Second World War. And when that came, nobody could travel, and the tourist business went away. My wife and I started taking guests. Again, my wife, Patty, we've been married 51 years. Seemed like a rather long time. And we started taking guests again. Cow prices went south, and so we started that again in, 1985, in there, and have kept it small, but it has kind of been a what's kept us in the cow business, if you will. And so, anyway, that's what we've done. I've got experience on the business, and we've got a half a dozen employees that during the summer at times and wherever. So I understand how business works. I've been through the mill a couple times with the cows in and out and wherever. But I have had lots of experience on different boards. One of the things that was kind of fun when I was on the school board, I served with the Bosie School over in Gillette, which was for the severely handicapped kids. And once you got, I was there, Johnson County's representative to the Bosie School and vice versa, there for a couple, 3 years. Once you got by your own emotional feelings with those kids that had those handicaps, it was a great experience. Those kids, even though they progressed really slightly, it took a long time, was really gratifying. Actually, there was a lot of them were happy in that setting. The staff they had over there in those years was fantastic and worked with those kids. It was a very neat experience. I'm committed to Johnson County, and I've been here all my life. Like I said, I served in the Army. I was in there 2 years. Ended up was shop foreman, then the motor sergeant in the motor pool. Ran that motor pool with 20 guys while I was over there. And, I used to working with people. And so I think I can talk to people, visit with them. I understand, I'm willing to listen. I don't have all the answers by any means, but I've had good success of being able to listen and draw from different people and different points of view to come up with solutions that works.
Okay, good. How would you say your 2 years that you have in the legislature down there, has that led directly to your qualifications to run again?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. What did you learn when you were down there?
Well, I've met a lot of really good people. I know my way around. I didn't know what LSO stood for, the Legislative Service Office, and how do you draft a bill? And some of the folks led me around by hand and kind of showed me some of the ropes. And yeah, you walk into the LSO office, and they give you an attorney, and they sit down and say, well, what do you want? And you say, well, I want a bill that will do this, this, this. And then they will actually take it to the back room, put it in legalese, and that will work within the legislature in the laws, bring that law to you and say, is this what you're thinking? And you can read it over, say, well, I don't, yeah, I ought to do something different. Or take it over to some of your other people that you're acquainted with and collaborate on it a little bit, take it back to them and say, these are the corrections they do. The process is it's amazing. It's really fast. And when I was down there, we have a 40-day session, a 20-day session, and I believe that 40-day session, we were over 350 bills. And it's amazing how fast things come. But to get a bill through, it goes through what? You got to get it through the committee process is the first hurdle. And then you have three votes in the House, and then it goes over to the Senate side. They have to get it through their committee there and have three votes there. And if anybody changes it, then it comes back to a conference committee. So there's 20 ways to kill a bill, and one maybe to get one through, which I think is a good process. We don't need to pass 300 bills every session, and so it's a good process. It helps get things through that are reasonable, and you don't have a lot of ones that are just off the cuff. It takes a lot of work to get a bill through.
Okay, very good. What would you consider to be the top, I'm not even going to give you a number, just the top issues facing legislature in this upcoming session?
Well, like I started to say, my ideas changed a little bit because I thought some of them were the social issues that we were concerned with, the gays swimming on the girls' teams and some of those that they did not address. But the top issue, of course, is the taxes on the people's home. It is horrible that these taxes are going up 30% to 50%. It's going to, if we don't do something, it is going to move people on a limited Social Security, whatever. It'll take their homes away from them. It will move them out of their homes. And that is not an exaggeration. And I go into this. Mr. Crago has been, I attended a meeting the other day, and he told the group there that he had been the assessor's attorney for the last, the assessor's office attorney for the last 15 years. That is at least two or probably three assessors that he worked for. If there was anybody anywhere, legislator down there that ought to have the foresight as to know what's coming, is the assessor's attorney. He sits the closest to it. Then he was down there at the legislature. He had his hands on all the levers. He's an attorney. He's with the assessor. He with the legislature. He knows, should have known how the process worked. There's absolutely no reason to sit on his hands and not draft a bill. When I was down there 4 years ago, I chased cows for a living. I farmed and done custom work and had sheep and you name it. I worked with dudes. Dumb old me had the foresight to see what was coming 4 years ago. And for them to not do something, not just him, for the legislature, not to sit down and say, hey, look what's coming down the road. We see property taxes, property valuations are going up. That means if the valuation goes up, taxes are going up. And they didn't. There was some bills that were brought to put caps on and wherever, and they dropped it, and they didn't bring it through. So my opinion is, and the reason. One of the reasons that I'm going down there and it, or want to go down there is to you put some common sense into these some legislation. Mr. Crago put in the paper that he's going to study it this summer if elected, and he will come up with a solution. My word, man, you had 2 years to come up with a solution. We need to do something that's very important. And that is, to me, the most important issue. There's 100 of them. You know, okay. There's 100 different issues. But right now, the legislature has to throw everything aside and address this and come up with something reasonable. I like the idea of...
I was just going to ask, what do you see as possible solutions for this?
Well, pretty simple.
Okay.
Throw away neighborhood assessments, evaluation. It is unfair. Granny sits here, and I call my bill, my granny's bill, sits in this house for 30 years. Down the block, they build a starter castle or two, and her taxes go up. That is unfair. I think we need to go by acquisition. What you buy a house for, that's what you pay the taxes on. What it costs you to build it, that's what you pay taxes on. let's not freeze the taxes where they are today, that they're killing us. Let's use 2-3 years ago as a baseline. It's easy enough to do. Just say, hey, what your assessment was 3 years ago, let's say. That's where we're going to start. That whatever anybody paid on their houses, that's what they, where they start from. Then any new houses, any new buildings that were bought during that time, the last couple, 3 years, that's where their taxes are. And then this day forward, if Granny sells her house that she paid $30,000 for, now she sells it for $200,000, the guy that bought it for $200,000, he's going to pay taxes on $200,000. But Granny was paying taxes on $50,000. I think that's the only fair way. It's the only way I can see that we're going to be able to keep the retired people in their homes. And when I was working, was down there, I went around and talked to some of the nursing homes and some of the senior citizen homes, the things that, and they told me there that it is so much cheaper to for the state to do Meals on Wheels, home visit care nurses that goes around and keep these folks in their homes than to sell their homes out and force them to use all their life saving, everything, and put them in a nursing home or old folks home or whatever you want to call
assisted living, whatever.
Assisted living that the county or the state has to subsidize. There's so many moving pieces, but most of it's common sense. It doesn't have to be that complicated. Let's help the, it sounds like I'm preaching to the senior citizens. Let's help them. Let's keep them in their homes somehow or another. But that helps you and me because it keeps our taxes from going up to support them. We'll let them support themselves. And I guess I'm pretty passionate about that. Maybe it's because I'm older, but... there are so many things that we can do, not only to help them, it helps the guy working. He will keep his taxes where they belong, what he can afford, what he can budget down the road 2 years. How in the world can you budget? I'm going to build a house, okay, do I build it this big or bigger if I have no idea where the taxes are going to be in 3 years? And this is my salary. I know it's going to be about this way. And then you get hit with a 50% tax increase on your home. That's unfair to the working man. So we've got to get a handle on this. And the people that are down there, some of them are working for it. I don't think we've had the representation we need. That's why I'm running.
Very good. Okay. So those are my questions, sir. I will give you this opportunity now to just speak to the voters and make your case. Why should they vote for Richard Tass?
Okay. I've been walking the streets a little bit here the last couple weeks saying the same thing. I think if you were to send me down to Cheyenne, I tried to represent you, the voters, 4 years ago. I'll double my effort. I'm a good listener. I can't and won't make a promise that I'll go down there and turn the world upside down, but I can promise I'll go down there and the folk in Cheyenne will know that Johnson County is represented. I know a lot of the conservative guys down there. The legislature's within five guys probably from the rhinos to the moderately more conservatives. If we could change that ratio, we could pass some bills that would really help conservative people. I like the idea of acquisition. I think I'm not very smart, I guess. I really can't come up with another way that is more fair. You buy a little house, you pay taxes on a little house. You buy a monster or starter castle, voila. State's going to cry, oh, we got to have an escalator clause. Well, if you were to put in a 1 or 2% increase, 3 maybe, on the taxes, if the valuations are going up and the state's expenses are, and then have it go the other direction if we get into a recession, that their taxes come down. Talking to the folks, that's what I do. I'd appreciate their vote. I need their vote to go down there, and I would sure appreciate the support.
Okay. That's Richard Tass, who is one of the two candidates for House District 40. And thank you, Mr. Tass, for your time.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for having me. I really appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.